Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Stephen Hines, the owner of the Word Merchant. Being joined by Steve Hines, the Word Merchant, who's, get this, folks, get this, stealing time. AOL Time Warner. Steve has mentioned multiple times in this book about a thorn in AOL and Time Warner's side.
I think Alec Klein called me a sleeping giant, but I never figured out whether I woke up or not.
And so many of you are probably wondering, what is Steve doing here on this oil field report? Well, let me tell you, Steve is an expert when it comes to climate change, when it comes to energy independence. He's a heavyweight, guys. I mean, not only is he in books causing problems for AOL and Time Warner, but also Wall Street Journal, a few other publications of notoriety that Mr. Hines has been picked up by and has written for in the past as well. So how are you doing today, sir?
Well, you know, it's the third day right now, Jason. We've had 197 degrees, 76 degrees, and rain in 3 days.
Not bad. You get the whole gamut here in Bismarck, North Dakota. Well, let's talk about climate change to start off. Yeah. I mean, let's talk a very light subject that never gets talked about in the energy industry, climate change. So look at this. I didn't even shave this morning. That's what kind of conference this has been.
And I don't worry about shaving.
And I don't worry. Okay, so climate change. You've got some pretty interesting theories and perspectives on climate change. So first of all, let's just start off with a real basic.
Sure.
Do you believe in the current notion, the way climate change is presented?
No, I think, you know, that we're sort of a split personality. I think probably the world is, but certainly the U.S. is. On the one hand, you have sort of you have the alarmist group who think that everything we do from this moment on will either save or doom us. And then on the other hand, you have people who are saying we're not going to. They're called agnostics, or there's another term called lukewarmers, which I kind of like. And the lukewarmers are saying, listen, we aren't going to argue with you about climate change. What we are going to do is talk to you about what is happening, what our science tells us. We'd like to have a conversation with you who are worried about the sky falling, and compare notes, which I think currently Secretary Scott Pruitt is in the process of having what is called a red team, blue team. And the theory is that both sides are going to have a conference together. And one side will present their arguments, the other side will present their arguments, and then the audience will sort of choose, whose credibility and what's being said, and which are the things they need to worry about, and which are the things they don't need to worry about. So it's really been done behind the screen and behind the door. So I'm a little uncomfortable with, I'll just grab a name or two, hopefully he won't sue me, although he has sued other people, Dr. Michael Mann, the famous hockey stick man. He had a libel suit against Mark Stein and the Weekly Standard. But he started it 6 years ago, and he hasn't lived up to the request of the judge, so we can't tell whether he's in contempt or not.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kind of, you know, he's been whining about being, you know, all the negative names he's called. But, you know, the truth is he really hasn't delivered much.
You said the word agnostic, and I found that interesting because I've said for a number of years, one of the issues I have when it comes to the topic of climate change, I'm sorry, global cooling, global warming, and now climate change, we got to change it to adapt to our narrative, right? That's right. Kind of what they've done with
either
the name.
Either way is doomsday.
Exactly.
On, it's biblical.
Right. And so the problem I've had with it is the catastrophic nature, of course, that it's turned it into a religion, if you will.
What has?
And climate change, to me, has become a religion, and that becomes extremely dangerous because now when you have a conversation, you're throwing logic right out the window, aren't you? Because you have so much emotion involved with this. We're going to save the planet, save the whole species, all these different things. I agree with George Carlin. The planet doesn't need saving. The people do.
And George has some great pieces on on climate change, actually. And he's missed.
But what do you make of that catastrophic and religion nature that climate change, global cooling, global warming has taken on as a strategy against oil and gas?
Well, you know, I think that sort of trope, for want of a better word, being used by the environmental is, you know, they aren't taking into consideration we have almost 7 billion people on the planet. 1.5 or thereabout, you know, up or down, don't have clean water. Another billion people don't have reliable electricity. At least half the world doesn't have reliable heat for the family. And really, they have, where they go to the bathroom is a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to talk about becoming a more environmentally friendly world, we are simply going to have to deal with them instead of having arguments among ourselves, like, you know, spoiled brats.
Right.
In all honesty.
How about energy independence? Interesting out of this conference, two things was the three borders that,
that
Canada.
Well, this is true.
Mexico.
Especially yesterday after
California
passed. They passed yesterday.
Okay.
Cap and trade.
So,
even worse than the first one.
So we'll talk about the three borders that America has, Canada, Mexico, and California is what's being talked about in this conference is a new border that America has to pay attention to. And then Trump oil as well. So what do you make of that three borders comment first?
Well, I mean, there was a very smart man yesterday, Daniel
Fine. Daniel Fine.
I think you did an interview with him, in fact. His thesis is a little different than mine. He looks at the world and thinks, in fact, that we should continue to use nationalism and each country doing something sort of as one. And I think, you know, it's never worked. Even in the most benign kingdoms. And so if I had him here right now, and I talked with him yesterday about it, you know, I would say no, private sector, individuals, capital formation. Some people call it profit, but they really have the wrong sense of it. Capital formation is the pot of money that is used to develop new pipelines, to build new transmission lines in parts of the world that don't have them at all, mm-hmm. to start building them. You know, I think sometimes we get stuck in talking economics when we're really talking a much broader, more important issue.
How about what he mentioned yesterday, too, about Mexico's a buyer of our gas?
Well, and they sit on a lot of oil and gas.
But when we look at Mexico, nationalize, denationalize, does that play into this?
You know, I probably am going to get shot from behind by saying this, but clearly after 1848, after the Americans beat the Mexican, they should have really offered statesdom.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Hines, owner of The Word Merchant, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Singing the life we did in the good old days.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Oh, where do you feel the bridge? And I'll hammer on the harmony. After a hard week's work, will it
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The Oil Field Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oil Field Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oil Field Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oil Field Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.